Hey there, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Today's episode features hidden roller coasters, rambunctious vegetables, chicken costumes, obnoxious group text threads, and one of the best singers and actors on Broadway, the one and only Krista Rodriguez. All of that and more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Doodly-doo, da-da-da. Skipping down the hall, walking into the lounge, gonna say hey to everybody. Hey, wait a second, the lights are off. Where is everyone? Hello?
Surprise!
What's the surprise for? It's not my birthday or my graduation. Or is it? Did I graduate from something?
Well, Smitty, now that you're helping us with our journey to the surface of the Earth, we thought it was high time to make you an official member of the Story Pirates.
Oh, yeah. Well, sir. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, Smitty. Yeah.
Really? Me? Wow, what an honor.
It is, isn't it? I remember the day I became a Story Pirate. The year was 1987. There was a slight chill in the air as Bono from U2 presented me with my...
Megan, not now.
Okay, then. Later.
Do I get to wear a Story Pirates shirt?
You certainly do. Here you go.
And the Story Pirates hat that we are all always wearing.
Oh, thank you.
And don't forget your Story Pirate socks.
Thanks, everyone. Muchas gracias.
And here, put on your Story Pirate suspenders.
We're all wearing ours.
Okay.
And your Story Pirate's cape.
Wow, the whole outfit.
And here are your Story Pirate's yellow rain boots.
And, of course, your Story Pirate's chicken costume. That goes on over everything.
Wait, I've been wearing my chicken costume under everything. I think I know why my suspenders don't fit.
Peter!
I know, I know.
Go on, Smitty. Put everything on.
Trying. There's a lot to, Okay, just one more boot. And the chicken costume and done. How do I look?
Like a Story Pirate.
Yay!
Fantastico. Well, I'm wiped. Gonna go have a lie down. See you all tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Smitty, now that you're a Story Pirate, you get to hang out with us all day.
We have so many activities planned. Nimini, what's on the agenda?
Let's see. Today we've got roller hockey, still life painting, an escape room, reading over each other's shoulders, and we're all going to knit a group scarf.
You're doing all that today?
No. We're doing all that in the next hour.
But I have to rest.
We'll rest later.
Oh, good.
Together. We'll all rest together at the same time. We do everything together.
But time for our group run.
Oh, no. Qué lástima.
You know, I speak some Spanish myself. I learned it from my dear friend Bono from U2. And in his immortal words, uno, dos, tres, catorce. Let's run.
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
It's $1 or 100 pennies.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone!
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs! Smitty, catch! Whoops! I think you caught that with your head.
I didn't know we were playing football now.
We were, but now football's over. It's time for bowling!
And now that that's done, let's do a story! Okay, listeners, this first story features the fantastic Broadway star, Krista Rodriguez. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Simone. I'm 10 years old, and I'm from New Jersey. This is my story, Secret Theme Park.
And that's how I spent my summer counting all the different rocks in my backyard. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Wyatt. All right, next up to tell us about their summer is Simone. Simone, tell the class the most exciting thing that happened to you this summer.
Nothing really exciting happened. But there was this one day.
One summer day, I was playing some video games when my mom popped in. Serious friend, and why did she pause before nice? I wondered all this as we got in the car, but the drive to her house wasn't really that far. At Alicia's house, that's her name, we sat on the couch and Alicia said, I'll go grab popcorn for the movie. I'm so happy you all could come. Trust me, I'm thrilled. Why'd she use a sing-songy voice? And why does the couch have a laugh?
Your hands and feet inside the roller coaster at all times.
Wait, what?
Then we went upside down and super fast. I saw the Ferris wheel as we zoomed on past. And it all began with a single spark. Yeah, my mom's friend's house was a secret theme park.
Cotton candy, popcorn, mediocre pizza.
This is incredible. Miss Alicia, when did you build a theme park in your house?
That was a great story, but I'm gonna go get a little shut-eye.
Wait. It's not rest time yet.
It isn't?
No, it's time for everyone to participate in a reading of my new piece, Megan, A Story of Megan. We do everything together, remember? And that includes workshopping my theatrical masterpieces. Does everyone have their scripts?
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Oh, Smitty, sorry, here's yours.
This is 600 pages.
The story of Megan is long and makes no sense, just like my life. Smitty, you will read the role of narrator. Begin.
Narrator. Okay. The year was 1987. There was a slight chill in the air as Bono from U2 presented Megan with her...
Yay!
What does that alarm mean?
Time for a new activity. Eric, take it away.
Okay, you know how I've been wanting to build a Statue of Liberty out of peanut butter?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes, yes, of course.
Everyone knows that.
Well, I thought we could do it all together.
Ooh!
Ooh.
But why?
Why not?
Yay!
Time to stretch!
Separately.
Together! And left and right and up and down and yay!
Ooh, it's scrapbooking time!
Yay!
What? There wasn't even time to scrapbook.
Oh, Smitty, it's not about having time to scrapbook. It's about scrapbooking together.
Yay!
Now can we rest?
Yes!
But why? Why must we... Wait, did you say yes?
Yeah, now's the time where we all take a break.
Oh, thank goodness.
Together!
Of course. Well, I'd rather go to my room for a little bit, but I guess I can just settle down here for some quiet time.
That's why we all have our own personal beanbags in here. Plop on down!
Ready, everyone? Time to...
Oh, wait, Smitty, now that you're really one of us, we need to add you to our text thread.
Yeah, what?
We all have a group text where we text each other stuff. Work stuff, memes, funny selfies, you get it.
No, I really don't.
Just adding your phone number and... added ya.
Thank you.
And now we can rest all together in this room.
And a one, and a two, and a three, and a...
Shh. Oh, this is nice. We're actually resting.
LOL. Peter, that is too funny.
Now that's a cheeseburger.
Stop! Stop, 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 stop!
Whoa, Smitty, what's going on? We're just texting each other pictures of sandwiches and laughing.
You said we were gonna have some rest, quiet, alone time, but you're all just sitting and texting each other. It's too much. I need to be alone.
Great! We'll come with you.
No, alone means just me. By myself, nobody else. Solamente Smitty. You understand?
Okay. See you in a few minutes. We're gonna go wakeboarding in the wave room.
Not a few minutes, not ever. I'm done. It's too much. I'm handing in my Story Pirates t-shirt and my chicken costume.
Gasp!
If you need me, don't.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Smitty, wait!
No, I've seen enough.
But we were just having fun.
I understand, and I love to have fun, but I also need time alone to recharge.
But being alone is so lonely.
Yeah, I was all alone in the ocean for years and got sick of it.
The only way to be alone is alone on stage with a huge, adoring audience before you.
I get it. Some people prefer to be surrounded by other people all the time. And some people, like me, need time to be by themselves so they can sit with their thoughts and get ready to be around people again.
Huh. I guess when I think about it, sometimes I prefer to be alone and sometimes I prefer to be with other people.
Sure, some people go back and forth. There is no one way to be a person.
Just like there's no one way to eat a peanut butter Statue of Liberty.
If that's what you need, then sure. I like being a story pirate, but I can't be a story pirate all the time. Sometimes I just have to be Smitty, and Smitty likes to be by himself. I believe in the joy of solitude.
The joy of solitude.
That just means being alone, right?
Correcto.
Wow. We're really sorry, Smitty. We were trying to make you more like us when really we should be more like you.
Or not. Just be yourself. But a little alone time is nice, I do gotta say.
But wait, Smitty, will you come back up here when you're done resting? And maybe put your t-shirt and chicken costume back on?
Sure.
Yay!
Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go sit in silence for a couple hours and read and write some poetry and think about butterflies.
And we come with you and also do that?
No!
Eric?
Right, sorry.
Well, bye.
Adios. What does that alarm mean?
That it's time to do another story?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stay for one more story, and then I'll go think about butterflies.
Yay!
Okay, listeners, this next story is all about the joys of gardening, specifically the vegetable rhubarb, and specifically in the town of Rhinebeck, New York. It's a lovely place. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Oliver, and I'm 5.5 years old. I live in New York. And this is my story, Ryan Rhinebeck Grows Rhubarb.
And that ought to about do it. My garden is free of weeds.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Thanks, Bunny. Thanks, Frog. Phew, weeding, dishes, and taxes. They're never done.
I hear that.
You know, look, there's another weed. How'd I miss that one? A few months ago, in Brooklyn, when I first dreamed of buying this upstate getaway in Rhinebeck, I never thought that I'd be spending most of my free weekends up here working on this garden.
And what a garden it is. I've never seen a merrier marigold.
Well, I don't know about that.
And your geraniums caused a neighborhood pandemonium.
Oh, come on, you two.
This garden is perfect.
Not quite.
Owl? What are you doing out in the daytime?
I had to pee. Anyway, Ryan, there's one thing that would level up this garden, IMO, and that is rhubarb.
Rhubarb?
Of course. Just think of it. The color, the baked goods. Your garden isn't complete without some rhubarb. Now, if you'll excuse me, I don't understand people who can be up this early. Good morning.
Maybe Owl is right. I do love rhubarb pie. I'll pop down to the gardening center and see if they've got any rhubarb seeds lying around. See you later.
Bye, Ryan.
Hello? Huh. Nobody seems to be in this garden shop, but the sign says they're open.
Hello. I'm Linda. I own this store.
I didn't see you there. Your long mossy robe camouflages in with the moss department.
It's a poncho, not a robe.
My bad.
You can tell because the sleeves are shorter and it slips over your head.
Got it.
And a robe has a belt. Anyway, welcome. How can I, help?
Well, I'm looking for rhubarb.
Rhubarb was popular this year, so we're down to our last seed packet. Here you go.
Huh. It says Magic Seed Packet. Never heard of that brand before.
Brand? Right. Yeah, it's a brand. Sorry, this moth's poncho tickles.
So, how much for the seeds?
$7.50.
$7.50? For seeds? Are you serious?
As serious as this poncho.
That's pretty serious. All right, here you go.
Thanks. Oh, and make sure you read the warnings on the seed packet. If you don't, you'll be sorry. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time I disappear.
Wow, and I thought Brooklyn had characters. Back home I go. Frog, Bunny, I'm back with the seeds. The store owner was a little strange. She was wearing a moss poncho.
A poncho?
It's like a robe, only with short sleeves and
Ryan, we know what a poncho is.
Well, time for planting.
Whoa, hold on. You're just gonna plant the seeds, not read the instructions?
Bunny, please, look at this garden. I think I know what I'm doing.
Okay, everyone's an expert, I guess.
And there. Well, you two, it's 4:06 on a Sunday, and you know what that means. Time for me to sit in 3 hours of traffic while I head back to Brooklyn. See you next weekend.
See you later.
Bye.
There goes Ryan.
Oh, hey, Owl.
Looks like he planted the rhubarb seeds. Did he read the directions?
No, but maybe we should. Okay, it says, 1, don't put seeds near mouth. Okay. 2, seeds are magic. I wonder what that means.
I know exactly what that means.
Huh. I wonder what that's about.
Bunny, you can read this whole time?
Yep.
And another weekend is here and I'm back in Rhinebeck. I'm Rhinebeck. That's funny. Anyway, there's nothing like being in my garden. All my plants are gone! Except the rhubarb. What happened?
Ryan, thank goodness you're back!
Bunny, Frog, did you eat the plants in my garden?
I just showed up this morning and it was like this!
Yeah, me too. All your plants were here when we left last night. Let's ask Owl. Maybe she saw something since she's nocturnal.
Hey, Owl, will you wake up?
Ryan?
Come down from that tree.
The sun is only just setting. What are you doing waking me up?
The other night, someone came and ate up most of my plants. You're nocturnal. Did you see who it was?
You're asking the wrong question. It's not who ate your plants, but what?
What? What?
Precisely. Did you see the warnings on the back of the rhubarb seed packet?
What warnings?
Ooh, sorry, owl pellet.
Ow, what's happening to my garden?
The sun has almost set. Why don't you stay and see for yourself?
Yikes, that growling must be my stomach. I skipped dinner, so... Whoa, maybe I forgot lunch? Wait a minute, that grumbling's not coming from me. It's coming from that patch of...
Rhubarb!
The rhubarb is alive and eating all the plants around it. Ow, help me. What do I do?
Ryan, you should have...
read the directions.
Bunny, Frog, look! It's Linda from the gardening store.
We can tell by the poncho.
No, no, this one is a robe. See? Belt.
Oh, right. Damn, that's
my
mistake.
I see it now, yeah.
Also, both ponchos and robes can have a hood, so maybe you were confused by that.
Not now, Cricket.
My bad.
Linda? You're Owl? Or Owl? You're Linda?
Yes to both. That rhubarb ate up your other plants. Maybe next time you'll not only read, but heed the warnings on a packet of magic seeds. Linda, away!
Ugh, and you thought you had characters in Brooklyn.
What am I gonna do? I wish that rhubarb would stop.
That worked.
Rhubarb? You can understand me?
Uh-huh.
Look, I don't want any other plants to get hurt, including you. And I'm not exactly sure why Linda gave me magic seeds for plant-eating rhubarb and then admonished me for not reading directions and then flew off without explanation, but here we are.
Rhubarb, you destroyed this garden. It was like a second home to me.
And me.
And me. I mean, because literally, it is my second home. I pay for it.
Not now, Cricket. What? I thought it was funny.
Rhubarb, let's make a deal. I put you in a planter, and you promise to only eat weeds. That way, my other plants will be safe, and I don't have to spend so much time weeding.
Hooray!
And honestly, this is an opportunity for me to build my garden back even better. Only this time, I'll always read the directions on the seed packet before I plant them.
The end.
Linda!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Oliver. It's Lee from Story Pirates. How are you?
Good.
So, Oliver, your story is about rhubarb, right?
Yeah. So, we had just bought the house, and the people who had it for a long time, there was a garden, and we grew rhubarb in it.
Can you tell someone listening who doesn't know what rhubarb is, what it is?
It's like a plant thingy that just grows. You eat the stems of it.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it said online that the leaves were poisonous, but yeah, we read that you eat the stems.
And so what does it taste like?
It tastes like kind of a little bit fruity. I think it looks kind of like strawberry-ish, and it tastes really good, actually.
So what else do you grow in your garden besides rhubarb?
We grew some kale, but the kale, eventually, very quickly, the caterpillar just went nom, 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 eat it up.
A caterpillar did?
Yeah, green caterpillars. We didn't know what was eating it, and one day we were slicing into it, and on the knife was a green caterpillar.
Oh my gosh, he made it all the way to your dinner plate?
Yeah, he didn't get cut, but he was climbing on it.
What did you do with the caterpillar when you found it?
We found more and more in that kale that night, and we just put them on the cutting board. I think my dad basically just picked them up and put them outside.
So, Oliver, if you could plant anything in your garden, even something that wouldn't normally grow in a garden, what would you plant?
Maybe strawberry bushes, because strawberries are my favorite fruit.
Oliver, do you have any questions for me?
If you were me and I was your dad, what toys would you want to get for Christmas? No, I would be Santa. What toys would you want to get?
I'm you?
Yeah, you're me. And I'm Santa. So what toys would you want for Christmas?
Can I call you Santa?
Yeah.
Okay, just dialing up the North Pole. Hi, Santa.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking this call. My name's Oliver. I'm really excited to tell you what I want for Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, wow, you ho, 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 just like Santa does.
Yeah.
Well, Santa, what I would like most for Christmas is, first of all, I would like some strawberry seeds.
That would be $100. I mean, pennies. That's $1, please.
You're charging me?
Yeah, $1. And I'll get you 100,000 strawberry seeds.
I didn't realize that Santa charges for gifts.
It's $1 or 100 pennies.
Okay, you got it. It's a deal.
$1, please, or 100 pennies.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Here's some strawberry seeds. 100,000 of them.
Oh my gosh. Santa, thank you so much.
Maybe can you call me Oliver now?
Yeah, sure. Oliver, you are the best, my friend. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, we got Quentin, a four-year-old from California, who wrote the story The Boy That Was Not in a TV, which is a cleverly deceptive title because just in the first sentence, he gets into a TV. Next, we have a story from Dash, an 8-year-old from Illinois, called The Dougal Dwarfs, A True Story, which has pretty much the best twist ending I've seen in a while. It rains cats, all of a sudden, with zero warning. Shout out to Swan June, a 7-year-old from North Carolina, who wrote Mr. Shadowlands Nightly Boba Run, wherein Mr. Shadowlands the cat orders something that I think sounds delicious. An extra large taro boba tea with soy milk, extra ice, and extra sugar with one extra large vegan ginger chicken onigiri. Yum! Next up, we have an entire book from a 9-year-old in Kansas named Ethan. It's called Super Boogies Save the World, Novel Number 1. And if you've ever wondered what a booger would be like as a superhero, you're gonna wanna check this one out. And finally, from Aaron, a 6-year-old in the Philippines, we have The Man with the Glasses with a Man on His Glass, which is pretty much the story about glasses on top of glasses within glasses that I never knew I needed until right now. And you need it too. Read all of today's roll call stories at storypirates.com/podcast. Now it's time for you to write us a story. And if you don't know what to write, here's a story spark, brought to you by Simone, the author of The Secret Theme Park. Simone, take it away.
Kids, write a story about a character who unexpectedly gets transported to a strange new place. Give us details, like where are they and why or how did they get there? Be sure to emphasize the contrast between where the character began and where they traveled to. How are the two locations different?
Thanks for listening to today's show, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Simone and Oliver. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories and story sparks at storypirates.com. And remember, every single story we receive gets some love. Some story love! We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Minzwi Karami, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writers are Rachel Winitsky and Minzwi Karami. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon, Mahala Lawrence, and Alexa Simpson. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Krista Rodriguez. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Andrew Barbado, Chris Ferry, Minzwi Karami, Leslie Kareen, April Laval, Peter McNerney, Alexandra Nader, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jamie Watson, Addie Weyrich, Nimini Ware, and Matt Zimbrano. The Secret Theme Park was written by Jack Mitchell and produced by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell. You know, speaking of spending some time alone, when I'm alone, I like to sing my favorite song about being alone.
Can you guess what it is? That's right. It's my emo song from season 2, episode 15. I'm All Alone. And I always bring a live band with me everywhere I go, just in case I want to break into song. So here we go. All right, everybody, hit it.
No one understands me.
Understands me.
They look, but they don't
look,
see.
But they don't see.
I'm leading them, but who?
Who?
Leading me. The man who's all alone. Yeah, that man is me. I'm alone.